Seeking God through prayer, fasting, and doing His Word must become our way of life. Prayer, fasting, doing the Word, meditating on the Word. So this goes beyond just praying, fasting. It involves prayer, fasting, the Word of God. Then you got to be a doer of all the Word, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together, church attendance, exercising your authority. Jesus said, I give you authority. You must do that if you want to walk in victory and winning in spiritual warfare. In other words, doing God's Word. We must be a doer of all of God's Word if we want to be successful in life, and at least that must be our goal, and trust the Lord to help us when we come up short. Our daily lives should be focused on prayer, fasting, and the study of God's Word, or meditating on God's Word, all three. If you fast and pray and you do not use the Word of God, you're not going to have the faith to believe God. So it takes the Word of God. In Luke chapter 2, verse 36, that's one reason I preach these messages on fasting, so it'll build your faith to believe that God uses fasting. In Luke chapter 2, verse 36, there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. That was her calling. That was her ministry, intercessory prayer. So this was her lifestyle. This is what she lived for. She spent her life in intercessory prayer, and she had the ability to identify baby Jesus as the Messiah. She picked him out. They brought the baby in, and she said, this is the Messiah. How did she know that? Praying and fasting helps us to receive the revelation of the Holy Spirit. It really does. So God honored her by pointing out to her, the Christ child is right here, and it's that baby right there. You see, I believe that prayer with fasting and worship produces revelation. If you want to be successful in life, you need to have the revelation of the Holy Spirit in your life. The Word of God, Paul says, I pray to our Lord Jesus Christ that He may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. You need to be flowing in that revelation so you know how to do a better job. You need to be flowing in that revelation so you have wisdom and direction for major decisions, flowing in that gift of revelation so you'll be able to bless your family and your family members, and so you can get good promotions at work. Revelation will always put you ahead of everyone else. Daniel, let's look at Daniel. Now, this is not a Daniel's fast. Daniel did real fasting. Yay. But he did do what we call a Daniel's fast, and he's the only one in the whole Bible I know of that did it. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, so I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with Him in prayer and petition in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. When he put that sackcloth and ashes on, that meant they were really, really fasting. Verse 21, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen, or the angel I had seen in the early vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. How many want to have insight and understanding? How did David get that insight and understanding? It says God sent an angel, but He can give you insight and revelation without sending an angel. And so it was because he was praying and fasting, pleaded with him in prayer, pleading. I mean, he got serious in prayer, pleading, in prayer and petition, in fasting, and in sackcloth and ashes. I asked the Lord about the sackcloth and ashes. He says, today I want you to do it in secret, or not do it necessarily in secret, but do not do it to be seen of men. So that got rid of the sackcloth and ashes. We don't do it to be seen of men. That's what the Lord told me. It makes sense. Verse 22, instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have come now to give you insight and understanding. We need that. And if you've been praying and fasting, ask for it. Daniel was in prayer with fasting when God sent the angel with insight and understanding. You see, prayer, fasting, and doing the word was Daniel's lifestyle. That's why he was so blessed. People always talk to be like Daniel. You can be, if you're willing to do what he did. People, I wish I had the power of St. Paul. You can have it. Everyone, you don't have to be a preacher, an apostle, to have the power of God. Jesus said, after the Holy Spirit's come upon you, you shall receive power. That's all of us. But if we're going to really have the power of God, we got to be a doer of the word. When you give, when you pray, when you fast, when you meditate on God's word, when you go to church, when you speak to your mountains, when you take authority over demons and devils. So remember, Daniel landed in the lion's den for praying three times a day. They told him, you pray and we're throwing you in the lion's den. He didn't care. He'd rather pray than to stay out of the lion's den. He'd even tried to hide. He opened the window and faced Jerusalem and prayed in the morning and at noon and in the evening, and they threw him in the lion's den. It wasn't a problem. He just used those big old fluffy lions as a pillow. He wound up in the lion's den because he wouldn't give up on prayer. Also, it is about the word, as I mentioned just a minute ago. Praying with fasting alone will not build your faith. Praying, fasting, and the word produce wisdom, revelation, and miraculous power. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you're meditating on the word, praying on the word, or even hearing the word preached, God can take the Holy Spirit and implant that in your heart so it becomes a substance and evidence, a know-so that you got it, like Matthew 8:16-17. That's in my spirit. I believe that with all my heart. When the devil tries to make me sick, I say, devil, Jesus Christ is here to take away all my infirmities, my sicknesses. I've been redeemed from sin, sickness, disease, failure, poverty, inferiority. Get out. You got to do that. That's taking your authority. You see, no one has wisdom, revelation, our miraculous power simply because they're born again or because they're called to preach. We all have equal access to God's power through prayer, fasting, and applying the word. Praying, fasting, and meditating on the word really does make a tremendous difference. In Mark chapter 9, verse 29, and he replied to them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer with fasting. And I know some of the modern translations leave out the word fasting, but one of them definitely has the word prayer in there. And so if you study the Bible, they always prayed with fasting. And the Jews and the early Christians fasted 2 days a week. So when they were praying, they didn't have to do more fasting. They've already done their fasting. But the two went together. It wasn't just enough to fast 2 days a week. You had to have time praying and meditating on the word of God. We're told to meditate therein day and night. Jesus said they could not cast out the demon because they were not praying and fasting. Jesus said they could not cast out the devil because they were not praying and fasting. They lacked the faith they needed because they were not habitually doing the word. Prayer, fasting, and the word produces a no-so faith. And I believe someday they're going to find that manuscript that has both of them in there, prayer and fasting. But if they don't, that's what they did anyway. That's what they did. And you don't have to do it, but we don't have to do it, but we don't have to have the power of God either. And I know that's why God gives me so many revelations. I mean, I knew there's not going to be a storm here. And I mean, I was the only one that believed it. And I told the church on was it Thursday? I said, I don't believe there's going to be a storm. Because the Lord spoke to me when I was praying and fasting. And he said, Sunday's going to be great services. And this service here, you know, we don't have as many as we normally do, but it's already been fantastic. And I believe people got healed on live stream a while ago. James chapter 1, verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. If you believe that you don't have to do the word of God, it says you have deceived your own self. We read that again. I don't want you to think I said that. I wouldn't say anything like that. But God said it in his word. But ye be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be a doer of the word. A big part of doing the word is meditating on the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. In other words, you're to have it in your heart and speak it all the time. And instead of saying, I think I'm coming down with the flu, you say, with his stripes I'm healed. Amen. Amen. With his stripes I'm healed. Speak the word. This book of the law shall keep coming out of your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Wonder what that means. It means meditate in the God's. Well, how can I do that? You memorize it. And several times this week, I've got 100 scriptures memorized in order. And I didn't do that so I could brag about it. I did it so I could send the devil down the road. It's a sword. The word of God is a sword to him. And I just start quoting a scripture when I'm praying. And by having it memorized, I can pray in the pitch black dark. If I'm praying in the bedroom and Dot is asleep, I don't have to have the light on. Can you say amen? And meditate therein day and night. So when I'm praying for healing or miracles, I start quoting those scriptures. Start quoting those scriptures. And if I can do that up to an hour, I get a piece of victory every time. It really works. It takes a little work, though. It takes a little work. I didn't do all this. I don't do all this because I'm a preacher. I do all this because I want to hear from God. I want to have victory. I want to see people get healed. And so I could be a preacher and never do any of this. Most preachers don't do any of it. And they don't have any power either. Most of them have no power. Even full gospel preachers today, Pentecostal preachers, they're not praying and fasting. And you almost never hear of any miracles, even in their churches. Praying and fasting, meditating on the word, I'm reading it to you. It's in the word. You're supposed to be doing it. And you don't have to be fanatical about fasting like you may think I am, but there's nothing keeping you from fasting a meal or two. And most people I know are trying to lose weight. If you quit eating, you're going to lose weight. See how smart I am. If you don't eat, you're going to lose weight. Yeah, who would have thought of that? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written in it. Do it all. Do it all. For then you will make yourself prosperous. Why haven't I been prosperous? I've been serving God. Maybe you need to do the word. Get that spirit of wisdom and revelation so you make better decisions. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You see, it takes prayer with fasting and meditating on the word to make our way prosperous and successful. Luke chapter 11, 28, he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Who said that? Jesus. He replied, Luke 11:28. Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. To be a faithful doer of the word, we must meditate on it regularly and habitually. If you want your prayers answered, start quoting the word of God. And if you don't have it memorized, that's okay. Turn the light on and read it. And get you a promise book with all the promises. Or when you hear a sermon and you like certain scriptures, write them down and memorize them. Or make note cards. Make your own note cards with scriptures. Christian leaders throughout history have had a lifestyle of prayer, fasting, and doing the word. Nearly all revivals, great revivals, started with praying and fasting. Martin Luther, born in 1483, died in 1546. Remember 1483, that's when he was born. He was a man devoted to prayer and fasting. His friend, Philip Melanchthon, said Luther was a young monk, had a zealous observation of fasting and prayer. I have seen him during 4 days successfully abstain from both meat and drink. And that's as far as you can go fasting food and drink, especially food and water. And I think that's what they meant. If I fasted 3 days, food and water, about 3 days. But boy, you're starting to get in a danger zone if you go past that. Fasting water. I have seen him during 4 days successfully abstain from both meat and drink at other times for many days together. You see, it was this praying, fasting, Bible reading monk who received the revelation that salvation is by faith and not by works. You get that? If Luther had not been a doer of the word, he might not have received the revelation that brought about the Protestant Reformation. I almost guarantee you wouldn't have got it, because you got to get in line with God if you're going to hear from God. You got to do what God tells you to do. Be a doer of the word. He was in the word because that is where he learned salvation is by faith. He had to be meditating on the word to come up with that. Salvation is by faith. It's not by works. It's not by being good. John Wesley, 1703. Believe that prayer with faith. And I gave you some, last week, of those in the early church, like Polycarp, who fasted. John Wesley, 1703, believed that prayer with fasting was the keys to God's miracle power. Now, if you want to know where I got all this, I wrote a dissertation at Oral Roberts University for my doctorate. And I didn't get to make anything up. I had to prove this from their own writings. And I didn't get to take the quotes from other writers. I had to go look up the writings of these people myself. Man, it took hours. Now, I'm telling you, this is the truth I'm giving you right now. And you're not going to get it from any other preacher that I know, because no one's done this. Most people don't even believe in fasting at all. John, there may have been some, but I don't know. John Wesley, 1703, he says, while we were at Oxford, and I got this from his own writings, while we were at Oxford, the rule of every Methodist was, unless in case of sickness, to fast every Wednesday and Friday in the year in imitation of the primitive church. He had been reading the writings of the apostolic fathers, and he said they fasted 2 days a week, and he required all the Methodist ministers to fast 2 days a week. That's why they about conquered the whole world. A big percentage of the Protestant church today, different branches, came from John Wesley's teachings. John Wesley and the Methodists patterned their fasting after the writings of the early church fathers. The Methodists were known for the miracle power of God that had the camp meetings and people falling out in the spirit and all kind of things. Amen. Miracles happening. But they did more than just prayer with fasting. They practiced the word of God. They preached the word of God. Smith Wigglesworth, you ever heard of him? Smith Wigglesworth, born in 1859, about the same time I was, who had one of the most powerful healing ministries of his day. He actually raised people from the dead. Who had one of the most powerful healing ministries of his day, practiced prayer and fasting. Smith says, I have found prayer, and I got this from his writings, I have found prayer and fasting the greatest joy, and you will always find it so when you are led by God. Well, Pastor, what do I do? You ask God to teach you how to fast, show you how to fast, and show you what his will is, and start doing what he tells you to do. That's the way I did it, one meal at a time. First meal I fasted, I thought I was going to die dead. Fasting makes life better when we are led by God and enables us to hear and obey the word of God. Did you hear what he said? I have found prayer and fasting the greatest joy, and you will also find it so when you are led by God. That's what I've been telling you. Elmer Towns. This is one of the greatest modern preachers, teachers of our day, a good old Baptist guy, Elmer Towns. He was dean of Liberty University School of Religion. He recounts how Jerry Falwell called the entire university to prayer and fasting. And they were praying and fasting for a professor who was dying with cancer. Jerry Falwell shut down the university cafeteria. He wasn't as nice as me. I'll let you eat if you want to. He just shut the cafeteria down. He shut down the cafeteria, university cafeteria, and told everyone on campus who was healthy to fast. Guess what happened? And all these Baptists started fasting and praying. That professor was healed. Now, if it had worked for the Baptist, it'd work for the rest of us. You see, it may sound like I'm the only one that believes in praying and fasting, but all the men and women of God who were really anointed with great power, all of them, nearly all of them, believed in some fasting. And I'm proving that right now. Jerry Falwell and this university changed history of the university by doing God's word, and they got to keep a professor they would have lost. Bill Bright. You ever heard of Bill Bright? He's in heaven right now. He was the director of Campus Crusade for Christ. We've had young people from our church be a part of Campus Crusade for Christ. In his own words, he says, nothing else can compare with the supernatural power released when we fast and pray. He also says, not only will fasting and prayer transform an individual church, it can change the course of a nation. And if this nation ever needed to change course, it's right now. Because we're going as far away from God as we can get. Teaching that there's not a God. Teaching that the Bible is irrelevant. Ten Commandments are irrelevant. Teaching there's no accountability. That's why a kid can take a gun to school and kill the classmates, because they're told there's no accountability. Just do whatever feels good, whatever's right for you. This nation has to turn around before we kill each other. And the only thing I know that's going to change it is intercessory prayer. And fasting certainly gives a boost. He also says, not only will fasting and prayer transform the individual church, it can change the course of a nation. God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Humble themselves, that is the atonement, the day of atonement. And if you just read what the Jews do, that's a day of fasting. Humble themselves with fasting, I'll heal their land. Fasting can be a very healthy lifestyle. Dr. Don Colbert states in Toxic Relief, this is a medical doctor, and you, if you ever listen to John Hagee, you may have heard him interviewed. John Hagee has interviewed him many times. Dr. Don Colbert states in Toxic Relief, you can get it and read it, I did. You got it at home. Death related to our toxic diet and lifestyle account for most deaths in America. Deaths related to our toxic diet and lifestyle. The stuff we eat. Fasting is a powerful natural way, he says, is a powerful natural way to cleanse your body from the burden of excess toxic nutrients. Dr. Rick Mays, he believes in fasting. It was just here for 3 nights. He fasted 40 days, I know, at least once. You see, Dr. Colbert, he believes fasting is a biblical system for cleansing the body, which produces remarkable benefits. He writes, periodic short-term fasting will also strengthen your immune system and help you live longer. I totally believe that's one reason I am as healthy as I am. I was kind of a sickly person as a young person. I got everything that came down the pike. I had pneumonia. I had hepatitis B. Had strep throat all winter long. But boy, when God began to reveal the truth to me about fasting and praying and meditating on the Word, my whole it's like my whole health changed. I don't get nothing anymore because I won't have it. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I haven't missed preaching to your regret. for 47 years because of sickness. I've been sick. And you never get attacked. Yeah, I get attacked, but I tell the devil, I got to get healed by Sunday. You get off of me. Get out of here. Can you say amen? You can laugh at me, but I'm healthy and well anyway. Even laugh at me, don't bother me. He adds, I believe that the best fasting method for cleansing and detoxification is juice fasting. I told you I was right. Amen. You're not trying to kill yourself with fasting. You're not trying to torment yourself with fasting. You're trying to cleanse yourself and grow closer to God and have that boost to your prayers. He also, Dr. Colbert, also recommends green and herbal teas. I'm famous for my coffee, but every morning I drank a cup of green tea. I hate this stuff. Ugh. So why do you drink it? Because I know it's good for me. If I thought it caused me to grow hair, I'd wash my head in it. So he recommends green and herbal teas for their antioxidant priorities and to keep the colon moving. If you haven't heard of antioxidants, you're from Mars or somewhere. Hey, everybody's talking about antioxidants. Our bodies are full of poison. The greatest antioxidant, according to this guy and me and many others, the greatest antioxidant is fasting, because when you shut your digestive system down and drink prune juice or some natural laxatives and get all the poisons pushed out of you, you feel better. And I'm telling you right now, I have felt better the last week or two than I have in years, except when I'm fasting. Do I look like I'm hurting? And there's a lot of other people here fasting 21 days too, and several, I think, 140. Here's another doctor, Dr. Joel Furman, in his book, Fasting and Eating for Health, cites many well-controlled scientific studies. And you can get these books and buy them, read them yourself. I guess it's still in print. Well-controlled scientific studies that confirm fasting accelerates the healing process and allows the body to recover from serious disease quickly. If you notice a dog, when it gets sick, it won't eat. You see, this doctor, Dr. Furman, he has observed the removal, according to his book, removal of diseases such as lupus and arthritis. He says he has witnessed the healing of Crohn's disease and ulcer-related diseases. We've seen great miracles right here by the miracle power of God while we're fasting. But he's talking about for health reasons. You see, he believes cardiovascular disease such as high blood pressure and angina have been eliminated through fasting, through his studies. It sure won't hurt you to try it. Can you say amen? And you only use wisdom and talk to a doctor or someone who really knows fasting. So Dr. Furman, in that same book, Fasting and Eating for Health, that's copyrighted, by the way, 1995, if you want to get it. He says that his medical practice, he says fasting enabled long-time disease sufferers to unchain themselves from their multiple toxic drugs and even eliminate the need for surgery. Well, we've seen the elimination of surgery a lot of times too, but it's because of praying and fasting and the miracle healing power of God. But your own body is designed to heal itself. And Dr. Rick said, two or three times while he was here, I cannot do anything to heal you. I can only help the body heal itself. Well, where did healing come from? God put it in you. Well, God doesn't want me healed. Well, why did he put healing in you then? He continues, fasting in conjunction with optimal nutrition. You got to eat right, do right, be right. You can't eat three bags of potato chips every day. Two's enough. Just can't eat one. Fasting in conjunction with optimal nutrition before and after the fast offers the ability to undo damage done to the body by the rich diets of modern societies. According to him, I'm in there with him, you can reverse a lot of bad things by praying and fasting, especially through praying, because God will heal you. Many doctors will tell you not to fast if you have a disease. This doctor says fasting may be the only cure in some cases. You've heard of Prayer Mountain in Seoul, Korea? I went there. And all they do is fast. They don't have to bring in food. And I mean, that place is just flowing with miracles, all kind of healings and cancer, everything just healed left and right. And all they're doing is basically praying and fasting. Prayer Mountain in Seoul, Korea. That's their method of cure. I mean, they're certainly, I believe in doctors, but I mean, there's things for sure doctors can't do. He actually supervises, Dr. Furman actually supervises his patients in fasting and insists that great healings take place. He's not totally against modern medicine, but he is for fasting. If we are going to follow his recommendations, we need to be under a doctor's supervision. Our medical practitioner, someone who knows what they're doing, let's stand.